producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Debbie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help you?
Hi. I almost gave my correct name. First, I would like to thank you. I listened to your podcast for several years, and I followed you through all your different changes. And recently, my mother died in August.
I'm sorry.
And but I wasn't. I'm sorry to be emotional.
That's okay.
It was a different situation. My mom had six kids, and we all lived in foster homes. And so she wasn't your typical mother, and people, family, would want us to forgive her and carry on from now. And I truly did. She had mental health issues, and it wasn't that we couldn't forget the past. It was that we all took turns caring for her through her life because she didn't work. And I got in the good foster homes, and my brothers and sisters didn't. And so many things that I've listened to you discover with your family, I used in this case, and I know that it kept our family together because you have six people raised differently and some more damaged than others, you know, and coping skills. I had more, and I studied a lot. And I don't say that to say I was smarter. I was given more when I was younger, and I didn't realize how much that I was given until then and how much they noticed, but they were glad for me. So I just wanted to thank you for that.
Wow,
because
thank you.
My one sister had taken care of her the last year, and it was just, you know, very painful for her.
Sure.
And she went off on me, and I just said, let her know I wasn't going anywhere, and continued to love her and didn't react, and just was able to love all the way around, and things turned out beautifully. And I want to thank you for that and know that you're making changes out there that you don't understand, because you talk to us as people and not as, you know, we're peers. You know, and with those six kids, we've all had our levels of success that are beyond anything, you know, that I could have ever imagined. My kids, I wanted to stop to cycle. I have one daughter who is just completing her first year at Cambridge in UK, and her husband got his doctorate there this year. My second son is in development and high up in Microsoft. And my third son will be a doctor in neuropsychology at the end of this year.
You're going to be really well taken care of, aren't you? That's great.
I told them they are my savings account, and the only thing I ask is when they put me in the rest home that it has to smell good.
Well, and not only does it have to smell good, you have to smell good.
That I can take care of, I believe. But
iffy. Yeah. It's a great story.
You know, you. If we were in a different thing, you and I would be friends, because my humor is like yours, and I have survived. I think my life is survived by humor. And my cousin was going through a rough time, and I said something, and she said, Glenda, it's not funny. Oh, whoops. I said my name. It's not funny. And I said, if it's not funny, you haven't hurt bad enough yet.
Well, look, you know, you can either laugh or you can cry. And the thing about laughing is it sort of moves you out of the situation a little bit. Crying keeps you stuck in it. And so they're really the same.
Self-focused.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, if you're in a terrible place, you don't want to stay. If you're in hell, get out. You don't want to stay there. And the problem about crying is it tends to keep you there. And the role of victim feels really, really great for a very short period of time. But first of all, it's a pain in the neck to live with. It's a pain in the neck for everybody else. And second of all, you get stuck, and you don't ever want to give away your power in this life. It's just, it's not a safe thing to do. So,
really,
Debbie, I can't tell you how much that means to me. Truly. Because, you know, one of the questions I get asked most frequently is, well, you know, what kind of feedback do you get that, you know, that people call in? As a therapist, you can kind of follow somebody along, although not, there's surprisingly less feedback than people assume, but nevertheless. And in this particular...
I've been in that position. I understand.
Yeah, but yeah. In this particular modality, people call and we deal with one another, and sometimes you can hear the shift in their thinking or in their emotions.
Mm-hmm. I've heard
I pump my fist on those. Those are just great because I'm like, wow, you know, God.
No, I hear it with you. Yeah.
And part of the time I'm thinking, oh man, you know, I just somehow I didn't get through, and you know, that's not your fault. It's my fault. I mean, it's my job to find a way in, and if I can't find it, I sort of feel like, geez, Louise, you know, I should have done something. Although sometimes people will call a year later and say, you know, I was really mad at you.
I was just going to say that to you, because do you ever remember something back in your life, and then you experience 10 years later, and you go, I get what they were saying.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah. And but to hear. To hear that it made a difference is just...
You have no idea.
Well, I probably don't, but every once in a while, even getting a glimpse is just... I mean, and Manny will tell you that those are the days that I've... I mean, look, half the time that anybody, you know, with any sense could do what I do, but every once in a while, it really requires me to do it. And in those days, I'm thinking, wow, thanks, universe. I'm doing exactly what I should be doing, where I should be doing it. And, you know, I told you that somebody maybe a decade ago said, do you ever wonder why you're on this, you know, on this earth? And I said, no, you know, there are lots of questions I don't have answers to, but that one I'm real clear about. So I cannot thank you enough. It really makes a huge difference to me.
Oh, I'm glad. If I can, as much as you've given me, if I can give you one thing I'd like to say that you really inspired me, and this is you. And I had a brother that was going, you know, he wasn't wrong, but it doesn't matter who's right or wrong. And I said, you know, brother, this time I'm going to redshirt this season. That means I'll have another season to play. And so he and I redshirted ourselves to stay out of the fray. And it was brilliant, you know?
Good for
it was
you.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that's great.
But isn't that what you would have suggested? I say to you, it is.
Well, it depends.
You knew more.
I don't know exactly what the situation is. So, I mean, listen, I trust that if it worked for you, I never argue with anything that works. And if it works, it works. And it's a great idea that, you know, I tell people to take kind of a, you know, vacation from a friendship, that you can take a vacation, even in a marriage sometimes, where you just decide, okay, let's agree to disagree on this and take a day off or take a week off or whatever. Yeah, I think sometimes just walking away for a short period of time
just
with the understanding.
It wasn't, it was walking away from disagreement, but staying there as a sibling.
Exactly.
Disengaging. It wasn't disengaging or take an easy way out. It was not. It was that.
Well, again, and if both of you agree, so the other person doesn't feel abandoned, doesn't feel like you're being dismissive of them. And again, I don't know exactly what the circumstance was, but I'm a great fan of sort of just giving. I mean, that's kind of what Stupid and Cheerful does. It's a kind of disengaging so that your head can do the work that your gut's not going to let you do.
I have to tell you, when I first started listening, you said Stupid and Cheerful. I'm in a marketing world, and stupid, to say stupid doesn't really go with that. And because you say positive things rather than stupid. And I come to agree with you, so you've changed my mind. I just want you to know that.
Well, yeah,
I'm in marketing, and I have worked within the radio and the television arena.
Well, I know, and it's, look, one of my books is called Dating for Dummies, and I had a huge argument with them about them. I said, I don't call people dummies. And they said, well, that's the franchise, kid. So the first statement in the book says, when it comes to dating, we're all dummies. And when it comes to family, we all need to be a little bit stupid. Debbie, hang on. All right, Debbie, if there's something else we need to talk about, hang on. If not, thank you very much.
Okay, there is, actually.
All right, I'll put you on hold. Let me come right back to you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking with Debbie. Deb, you said you had another issue or another question?
I do, and this is the part where I lose my IQ and probably more emotional. And I can only pray that people in this area don't listen. I'm known in this area, but I'm going to go ahead. When they talk about this is the situation, and I divorced the kid's father. I married young like you did and had kids like you did right off the bat. And I was trapped for a long time, as I thought. And my husband abused me. In a way, he was high up in our faith, very high up. And he was one person outside, and then at home he was a different person. And it went to me, and I was sexually abused and molested and raped. And I finally had the courage to get out of it. And I thought I was over it. But my kids were here for Thanksgiving. And one of my daughters stayed with him and spent a lot of time at his house. And I've always encouraged him to have a relationship. That was the right thing to do. And now I feel like he doesn't deserve it.
You can't do that.
I know I can't. And I'm the one that put him through college and all this stuff. And then he walks in at the end. And I know they need a relationship. And they aren't hearing it from me. I'm telling you. And help me, please.
Okay. Look, I mean, I think that... it's a perfectly normal response to feel like not only should we succeed, but the people that we dislike should fail. But it's just not...
I thought I didn't think that.
Well, but all of us do. I mean, it's a perfectly reasonable human response, but it's just not viable. First of all, it leaves you, we were talking before, it leaves you in a really lousy place.
No kidding.
Yeah, I know. Let me just sort of walk you through it intellectually, and then I'll tell you what you can do in sort of behaviorally,
okay,
which may help a bit.
There you go. That will help. Intellectually, I kind of got, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, and understand that what makes a good husband is not necessarily the same thing that's going to make a good father at all. That there's not necessarily an overlap. So he may have been a rotten husband, but that doesn't mean he can't be a good father. And as you point out,
he was a rotten father, but now he's trying to become a good father. I thought I appreciated that.
Well, you don't have to appreciate it. You can just walk away from it. You can sort of you can decide that your kids, you know, that your kids are going to benefit from that, because the better...
I agree.
Unless they have a good relationship with their father, especially daughters, they tend to replicate the man that they choose for their own, and unconsciously they'll pick the same guy that your ex was. How long have you been divorced?
Years and years, and she actually married me, and he's adorable, if I say so myself. They have kids, and yeah.
Well,
I get it, but it is important. I totally get that.
And what you just have to do is decide that, you know, the universe, as long as you get what you want, the other people getting what they want, is sort of irrelevant.
There's enough for everybody, though, really.
Well, it's not even a matter that there's enough for everybody. It's that it's kind of like, you know, how much do you want to get stuck staying in a position that feels lousy? And the problem about revenge and the problem about payback and the problem about competition is it leaves you right in that lousy place. And you can't help who your husband is or your ex-husband is, but you
Thank
can
you.
Help how you deal with it. And you keep yourself involved in it.
I'm so surprised.
Well, but, I mean, look, when you're feeling like, well, gee, you know, I'm the one who was there when you were sick, and I'm the one who was a good person. And I'm not even suggesting you beat yourself up for staying in the relationship. I mean, or picking this dude. I'm just saying, listen, that all of us make mistakes, and the question is not do we make mistakes. The question is, can we learn from our mistakes so we don't repeat the same damn thing over and over again? And I think that's really your job here, is not to decry the fact that it's kind of irritating that your kids like their dad even when you don't, or maybe even prefer him occasionally to you, because that's neither here nor there. It has nothing to do with anything other than personality and all sorts of vagaries.
And I don't worry about that. I have good relationships.
Well, then the issue... So what is it that you are worrying about then? What is it that makes you weepy when you think about your daughter and your ex and her father?
Well, I think part of it is I've had like a... Recently, in the last probably year, I've had a flashback of a year ago. He tried to friend me on Facebook when he saw me when we were blessing one of our grandchildren. And he tried to, you know, he's like never left me alone. And it makes me mad that when they talk about abuse, in the marriage, they talk about being slapped and verbal abuse, and he never hit me, but he hurt me in the...
But Deb, wait a minute. You're doing it again. I mean, maybe therapy is...
At least you can see it.
Yeah, maybe therapy is the issue, that you're still... Look, there are people in our lives, and let's just face the horrible reality, there are people in our lives who will always own part of our cardiac real estate. They will, because it's not about our intellect. It's about somehow a connection that... I mean, we talk about love at first sight, which I think is lust with potential. But there is something that some people awaken us that other people don't. And if we could choose the person that we were going to fall in love with all of our lives, it would be much simpler and much easier. It's just not what is. So this may be a guy that to your dying day will own a piece of your heart. So what?
No,
I mean, that's something. Well, I'm not sure that that's true. I think that may be one of the things that we really have to acknowledge.
I don't know why it'll go on. I'm one of those people. Really.
Well, so, I mean, but so, and because you're still involved with him. He still has the ability to affect you. And there may be.
That's so true. To give me the creep.
Well, but it's not creep or not creep. It just is. But that doesn't mean you have to be involved with him. It doesn't mean that it can mean that once you're aware of it, you're going to be much better able to protect yourself against it. But he's always going to be the guy. It doesn't mean that and you can sort of step outside of it. I've been talking a lot about disconnecting. You can take a step outside of it and say, isn't that interesting? And even what about him still affects me. But you can insulate yourself from it. You can decide that there'll always be that, that kind of twinge till my dying day. I wish I could, take out my heart or cut that piece out and stomp it on the ground and throw it away or bury it. But that's not what is. And so what is that he owns a piece of me, but I don't have to really respond to it. And I don't have to share that with him. I don't have to do anything except kind of acknowledge it and then walk away from it.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised that it came up for me.
I'm not sure. There's some people that we never get over. I have a friend who said, once you love somebody, you're tattooed. It's going to be there forever.
I hate tattoos.
Yeah. So, I mean, it may not be much fun, and it may not be what you do again if you had a choice, but sometimes we don't have a choice. So decide that, that he'll always have that part, but that doesn't mean that it has to be a very important part. All righty, kiddo.
All right. Thanks for all the time you spent. I know it was longer than usual, and I appreciate it. And just remember the part where I thank you so much.
You're most welcome.
And
thanks, kiddo.
And just multiply it, because,
All right. I got Sam coming up next. I got to take a break, Deb. Thanks. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Get your plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because simply safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber cybersecurity. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Sam, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I am calling to find out the best way to handle, for me to react to my 15-year-old daughter.
Okay.
I'm aware of the fact that I cannot change her. But I need to be able to handle better my reactions to her.
All right, what's she doing that's making you nuts?
Oh, well, she's 15. She is a gorgeous girl. I love her dearly, you know, yada, yada, yada. That goes without saying. I'm going to come across like Joan Crawford. I don't like her very much right now.
Well, 15-year-olds are not very likable people. What's she doing?
That's a horrible thing to say about me.
No, I think it's true. I mean, is your mom still alive?
Yes.
Ask her if she liked you when you were 15.
Well, I don't think she likes me very much now.
Okay, well, that's a different issue.
But, I mean, just another call.
Yeah, 15-year-olds are not very likable people. So, I mean, I think that, look, I, I'll just give you the background that says about 25 years ago, Dear Abby sort of said in a news, somebody wrote into her and said, I don't like my kid very much. And so Dear Abby sort of just put it out there and said, all right, how many of you, if you had to do it all over again, would have kids? And something like, you know, I think it was like 80% said they would never do it again. So it's not just you. And we, you know, it wasn't clear because they didn't have computers then about how many of them had teenagers, but that would probably be 140% then. But all right, so what is it specifically that she's doing that you don't like? What behavior?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not any one thing. And I have to say she's a dream in the sense that she, you know, she's a straight A student. She doesn't
well,
like
don't, don't tell me what you do like. Tell me what you don't like, because that's where the problem lies.
She looks like she's miserable all the time.
Okay.
She has no sense of humor in the sense that I kind of will say something, and she just kind of looks at me. She acts like it's that morose. You know, she comes down for dinner, and you'd think I told her to chop off her arm, that she has to spend time, you know, with me and her brother. And I get it. I mean, when I was her age, I wanted to be in my room all the time too. But I that's what I'm saying. She's not going to change. I need to figure out how to.
Okay, fair enough.
Stop.
Are
my
you?
Blah.
Got it. Are you and her dad together or not together?
Not together.
Okay. How long has that been the case?
Three, four years now. Something like
that. Does she have a relationship with her dad?
A very strange. He lives in another country, and it's very strange. He was not kind to her, and she has never. She won't let it go.
Well, that may be an issue for therapy for her at some point, but that's nothing that you can do very much about. And I think what I would do at this juncture is just tell her at some point, if she that's something she wants to deal with, she can't really deal with you very much about it because you're the one who chose him. And so
correct.
She'll either make you, and at some point it would be helpful for her to have a relationship with him. So you don't want to poison it, but you also don't want to be an apologist. And again, you're the one who picked him. So, but I would just put out to her at some point that, look, if you want to find a therapist to talk about your relationship with your dad, I'm very willing to fund that because I feel like
I did.
Okay.
We've done that, but she didn't want to continue. So I said, whenever you're ready to continue.
Perfect. All right. So let's go back to little Miss, you know, coming down to the table and one word answers and rolling her eyeballs, stupid and cheerful. Because, look, part of, I mean, if you think about it, that's who you were. Maybe not as blatantly, or maybe every bit as blatantly at 14 or 15. Because, last Friday, I don't know if you heard it, we did an interview with Mary Doerr, who did a documentary about the women's movement. And one of the questions that comes up in the documentary is, how come women have no sense of humor? And I remember being asked that question, and I said, you know what, when your slaves don't have much of a sense of humor, masters have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so from your daughter's point of view, from every 15-year-old's point of view, they're the slaves. They're the ones who have no control over their lives. They're told when to go, you know, when to get up in the morning, what to eat, how to dress, where to go, what their assignment is. They feel like adults are against them. Nobody understands them. And so they're slaves from their point of view. And so having a sense of humor about it is just not possible. A sense of humor is a sense of distancing. And with her friends, she may have a sense of humor, although maybe even limited then. But when you're becoming something, when you're moving from one status to another, especially when it's from low status to higher status, it's deadly serious. And so teenagers are renowned for having no sense of humor. And I would argue that you didn't, I didn't, nobody does. Just because it's deadly serious. And laughing sort of says it's okay. It's not okay when you're 15. Okay. All right. Oh, good. I just heard the light bulb go on. So that's really good. That's number one. So how do you deal with it? Well, I mean, that you can laugh at it, although that will infuriate her, but it's better than you yelling at her because then you've just swallowed the bait. The thing about being a slave, the thing about moving from low status to high status, is you have no power. So if you can make your mother crazy, you've just gotten some power. Now, it's not much fun power because it doesn't make you really feel great about the situation, but being obnoxious is better than not being able to have any impact at all. So she will choose obnoxious over neutral, as does every teenager, except the ones who really have who are really, the ones that you worry about are the ones who feel that what they want to do is just be neutralized. They just want to be the wallpaper, because those are the ones you worry about, because they're just as angry.
Yep,
they're just as lost.
Yeah.
But they have no way of venting it. So those are the kids you really worry about. So I would worry much more about the kid who, I mean, she's not wallpaper. She's irritating as hell. I mean, she's yeah. trying to make, and so she's trying to get your goat. So what do you do with somebody trying to get your goat? Well, laughing is one, but this is a kid you love, and you really don't want to wound her. And you
no,
can
I
laugh.
Mean, she seems hurt all the time.
Well, but she is. I mean, she's hurting, which isn't the same as hurt, because from her point of view, nobody understands her. Nobody really loves her. The teenagers with a certain degree of accuracy have the sense that if we could spray them, and they would be put someplace safe, but would disappear from our lives, then an awful lot of parents would be online ordering that aerosol. And they're not wrong, because they're pains in the neck. They're old, they're verbal, they're smart, they know more about us than we know about them, they know how to ring our chimes, they're mobile, they're yeah. sometimes sexual, they're verbal. I mean, so they can be royal pains. And so if we all had the notion that somehow we could put them in suspended animation and they would come back fully formed, nice human beings in their 20s, a huge number of parents would, okay, I opt for that, even though we understand that they probably still need a little bit of parenting, maybe not the kind of parenting we want to offer, but at least some kind of adult, if not supervision, at least some kind of adult net for them, support yeah. system for them. So when she comes down to the table and with the look,
yeah,
ignore it. Stupid and cheerful. Oh, honey, would you like some more beans? No. And instead of saying, look, I cook really hard, you know, the least you can say, I didn't hear you, I don't need to be. Okay, you know, have them if you want to have them. Stupid and cheerful. And to a certain extent, it becomes Teflon. That if she's going to really say what you think she's saying, which is, I hate you, you're a lousy mom, I wish I could live with my dad, which obviously she doesn't threaten that, which is one of the few advantages you have over an awful lot of parents, although sooner or later she's going to have to deal with her dad, or her feelings
yeah.
about her dad. But
yeah,
it becomes Teflon. That there's just, that she's going to have to work harder to say, I don't like you. At which point she could then say, okay, what do you not like about me? What do you want me to do differently? How are we going to negotiate this? You're doing an awful lot of the heavy lifting of her being insulting. Stop doing it.
Just speaking and chuffing is not working. So,
like, duh. It's working great. It's just working for her. It's reinforcing the behavior.
Yeah, and I end up with an ulcer. So
stupid and cheerful.
Happy. Yeah. Okay.
And understand, you need to keep an eye on her, because kids who are unhappy can sometimes be legitimately depressed. And that's a problem. And she's certainly of the age, which is, you know, one of the bimodal peaks of depression. But given the fact that she's doing really well in school, that you do keep an eye on her, that she's, I assume that she's not sleeping any more than most teenagers. I mean, the problem about teenage years is if we describe the same behavior in an adult, we'd say they need to be medicated and hospitalized. These kids don't need to be medicated or hospitalized. They just need to get through that period of time, and we need to get through it with them. And the way to get through it with them...
When is it over, though?
Well, probably mid-20s.
Oh, God.
And probably not a whole lot sooner than that. Look, that's why college was invented, so kids would go away to school. Just get out. And she knows that. That's one of the reasons she's making really good grades. I'll put you on hold.
Oh, that's all she cares about.
Well, no, it's not all she cares about. It's what she's able to do really well. Let me put you on hold. Come back in a moment. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes.
Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking with Sam, who is blessed at this moment by a 15-year-old who's doing some serious acting out. And I'm saying stupid and cheerful works really well through adolescence. It'll take most of the stomach acid away. It'll get in the habit. And it means that your daughter's going to have to do something better than just what's already working. Because unfortunately, she's figured out that this is the way to make you absolutely crazy. It sounds like you've got another child, right? You've got a son, you said, as well?
Mm-hmm. He's 12, and that was the other part of this was that I was wondering now. He, of course, can be a pill to his sister, as 12-year-old boys will be to their 15-year-old sisters, but he's not a pill all the time. And I've kind of
have always taken the tact where do it behind my back like I did with my brother. You know, don't do it in front of me because then I'm going to do something about it. But you guys kind of lord of the flies and fight it out. But I don't know if that's,
here's what I would do. You're 12-year-old.
I want to have a relationship, but.
You're going to have a slightly easier time with a 12-year-old just because he's 12 and because he's male.
He's happy. He bounces around like kangaroo. I mean, he's a happy kid.
He what?
He's a happy kid. I mean, he's very bouncy now.
Yeah. No, well, of course. I mean, his big sister's already got the, it's a fa-fa-ba-sa-ha thing that I do. She's already got that role covered. So he's going to be easier to get along with. He probably won't do as well in school, but he'll be much more charming. So the deal is of saying...
Well, actually, it's the opposite. He actually does better in school. He's smarter than her IQ-wise, and she can't stand him because of it. I mean, that's
well, I thought she was making straight A's. How do you get better than straight A's?
Well, because he's taking all accelerated advance. He's in a special. He's like Sheldon. I mean, and she gets straight A's, but she works for it. She studies all the time, and it comes very easily to him. And like I said, he's in accelerated advance.
What does he do that makes her crazy?
Breathe. Exist.
No, that's not true.
No, I mean, honestly, he'll just be standing there, and she looks at him, like, with absolute hatred in her eyes sometimes.
Let him deal with that. As long as he's...
Okay, that was my question.
Yeah. Listen, Sam, let me give you the bumper sticker here. Stupid and cheerful. If she wants to do some damage to her brother... She's going to have to say more, do more. You're helping out. I mean, you're sort of buffering the two, which means, look, the important thing to your daughter is not her brother. It's you. So, and what she's figured out is she has a whole shopping list of things she can do to make you crazy. And she goes check, you go double check. So stop doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That this is all... Whether it's conscious or not really doesn't make any difference. It's concerted. It's focused. That she figures, all right, so he can be as smart as I am. He's easier to get along with. So mom probably loves him better. So how do I get attention away from him to me?
Yeah.
Give him a look. If she slugs him, presumably a 15-year-old and a 12-year-old are close enough in size that he'll slug her back. So my guess is there's probably not going to be a whole lot of physicality between the two of them because there's no... I mean, there may have been when they were younger because she was bigger, but probably...
Well, thus far, that hasn't been the case. Thus far, it has not...
Well, if it hasn't been the case thus far, it's unlikely to be the case just because he's going to get bigger and stronger. And so hitting somebody who's bigger and stronger than you are just plain stupid, so she's not going to do that.
Yeah.
But she'll make fun of him. She may, you know, sort of... steal his computer. I mean, but the two of them can work it out to a very large extent because they're close enough in age, they're close enough in mentality, and it sounds to me that neither of them particularly come to you and say, Mom, he's doing this. What
no.
she'll do is give him the look, which you'll respond to. Stop responding.
Yeah, definition of insanity.
Stupid and cheerful. You need to write it on your forehead. You know, get the T-shirt, buy the baseball cap, you know, whatever.
Right.
But just stop responding and find your and decide where. Well, I'll tell you what. I want you for the next week, get yourself a rubber band, not so tight that it makes your fingers purple, but tight enough so that every time you respond to one of her looks, that you snap it against your wrist. So you stop doing that because if she's going to be a snot, let her figure out more ingenious ways to be a snot. And you're doing the heavy lifting for her.
Yeah, I'm doing the work for her.
And I'm sure she said, you'll say, take that look off your face. And she'll say, what look? This is the face I was born with. I can't help it if you don't like me.
I can't help it. I can't help it. I mean, as I was shrieking in the car this morning about she was on my last nerve, she's like, well, I can't help it.
Well, but Sam.
Which makes my spine.
Sam, I promise you I have not, I did not have a directional microphone in your car this morning. So the fact that I knew this means that this is fairly predictable behavior. So stop.
Yeah.
And you know, turn on your headphones, you know, hum the tune from Annie. I mean, do what you need to do. But stop responding to her raised eyebrows. If she's going to insult you.
Can I ignore her? Can I ignore her like
Yeah.
And I get in the car and I turn on the radio because I always thought, well, we should have a conversation. Should I just?
She doesn't want to have a conversation with you. If she wants to have a conversation with you, she'll say, Mom, can you turn the radio off? I want to have a conversation. At which point you can say, sure, what do you want to talk about?
Okay. All right. Okay.
Stop doing the heavy lifting. Stop making assumptions. Let her take responsibility for her behavior. Because if we had to boil all of parenting down to one bumper sticker, well, it's really two bumper stickers. One is helping our kids to take responsibility for their behavior, understanding consequence, and being a cheerleader. And those are really the two things. All of us confuse parenting with telling them right and wrong and punishing them. And it has nothing to do with any of that. By the time your kid's 15, they know the difference between right and wrong.
Right.
If they don't, you're doomed. What they do is they spend the next couple of years trying to make you respond to them because that makes them feel powerful and they feel powerless. The other way of making kids feel important is to give them power for positive things, just not negative. You're just reinforcing all of her negative behavior.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
This podcast will be available for you in about, I don't know, about 20 minutes? How long does it take to get the podcast up? Okay, so you can play it over and over. You don't have to play it for her. She doesn't
No,
have to
no, no, I'm not
secret.
Going to, because then she'll work a way around it. So I'm going to sit there and I'll play it at night in my earworms.
Yes, exactly. lock it up in the family vault.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Doctor. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Sam. All right. So that's been this has been the Why I'm Never Going to Have Children Hour, brought to you by Pampers. No. Yeah, if we knew, and that's why babies come cute and, you know, big-eyed and independent, is so we don't decide, okay, I'm not doing this. Because if our kids sprang fully formed from the head of Zeus as teenagers, we would all, the species would have ended a long time ago. Because they're not fun. And we weren't fun either. It doesn't mean that you've given birth to a monster. It just means that teenage years are not much fun. And if your parents are still alive, ask them. And if they say, oh, no, you were lovely, then you know that your parents have now entered into dotage. Either that or just being charming. It's that the season. 855-993-7569 at Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendover.